The pre-roll is rolling.
Yeah, well, you guys ready to visit Rwanda?
Yeah. Yeah. We keep looking at Patrick's, the advertising on his Arsenal jersey says, visit Rwanda. And I said, we're going to get so drunk today, we're going to start planning a trip to Rwanda.
We're going to be so drunk we read my shirt and say, that's a good idea. Let's visit Rwanda.
I've never been there. I don't know anyone that's been there.
I'm sure it's a great time.
I'm sure it's nice. I'm sure the prices are cheap there.
Wow, advertising at its finest. Yes. Arsenal got you.
Hey.
And we'll fly Emirates there.
And we gotta fly Emirates.
There's no other way.
Yeah.
I don't think any other planes go there.
I wouldn't know. I haven't looked into it, but tonight I will.
Yeah. Well, let's see.
Let's book that flight. Book that flight post pod.
Booking it, baby. And we're down a man today. We're
oh,
down
yeah, a man. No, Justin.
Justin. It's gonna be a quiet one, guys.
Yeah.
The vibes will be different.
Vibes will be different.
We'll have to fill some air time.
Gay bow bow. Welcome to the Portugal Corner of the podcast, where we talk about all things Portuguese soccer, the good, the bad, and the funny. This is episode 116. I am Evan.
I'm Patrick.
I'm Justin.
I'm Chris.
We did that one last week.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. I looked at Justin and he said, I'm Patrick. Yeah. I think he meant it too.
When one of us is not here, it just throws everything off.
Yeah, 2 weeks in a row, missing someone.
Yeah, I know.
I've been missing you.
Mm-hmm.
Every breath you take. Every extra shift I take.
But yeah, welcome to another week of the podcast. We're back at it. Lots of soccer.
Yeah.
Lots of soccer.
Hope you guys had a good weekend. Happy birthday to Evan here.
Hey.
I was going to say, happy birthday.
Boys.
It was on Saturday.
Thanks. Yeah. That's a good one. We went out. Patrick bought me a bunch of drinks. I got real drunk.
Yeah. Okay. I also, whenever I bought you a drink, I bought myself a drink. So I also got very drunk.
Yeah.
And I saw you the next day. I saw you hungover at lunch.
Yeah.
Great lunch.
It was a good lunch.
Shout out to the Polish restaurant in Roncesvalles.
Yeah.
Whatever it's called.
What's it called?
Cafe Polonaise.
Polonaise, yeah. Lots of beets, lots of sauerkraut, lots of farts the next day.
Yeah. Mm. Stinky.
Stay home the next day.
Yeah, stay home.
German food will make you toot.
Yeah.
Yeah, shout out Wasted Youth. We got some fuck juice at Wasted Youth. Home of the fuck juice.
What's fuck juice?
They don't tell you what's in it.
I think it's just a Shirley Temple with like 4 shots of rum or rye.
And it will surely fuck you up.
Yeah.
It's good. I like it. But at that point in the night, I was pretty fucked up. And I was like, I can't have a fuck juice right now.
We were at 222 singing Nickelback at the top of our lungs.
Oh, my God. I heard that place playing Nickelback. You know what? That's weird, but I still love that bar a lot.
Dude, it was a great time.
Is that a thing they do?
Everyone popped off.
I hope not. Popped off the Nickelback?
Yeah.
And that's how you keep people out of there.
Oh, man, it's fun. Like, they have a couple good songs.
This is how you remind me.
Dude, everyone in that bar knows every lyric.
Dude, we're all going to be back there next week singing Creed.
Yeah. So be it.
All right.
I only like that song and the other song, Hero. That's a fun one.
Yeah. The Spider-Man song?
Spider-Man song, yeah.
Oh, what about the I Wanna Be a Rockstar? That one's funny.
Nah.
Now you're getting crazy.
Yeah.
Canadians. All right. Guys, I saw this. Brentford. They're giving yellow cards to fans. If you're a season ticket holder and you miss a game, or no, you miss 4 games, you get a yellow card. And then eventually you lose your chance to renew.
Yeah, there's different, like, I know in the in England, there's like, or the UK, there's like, if you miss so many of your own games, or like, if you try to sell your tickets, you can basically lose your seats.
If you sell them, it's okay. It's just, they don't want no one there. It's like, as long as there's someone there using the seat.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, that's kind of crazy.
I respect that.
Yeah, if you're not going to fucking show up and use them, get the hell out. Give it to someone who wants to go.
Yeah. Get the killer bees on the track.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought that was a fun little new rule. New rules. Go to every game or you get bumped. Some interesting transfers this week before we get into it. Porto locking Alan Varela, finally. They also get Jorge Sanchez from Ajax, a little right back.
These are good pickups, man. Smart moves.
Rodrigo Conceição is out. His brother might be coming back on loan because he's not having a good time in Ajax.
Oh, really?
Yeah, double deal with Ajax, maybe.
Where's Rodrigo going?
I think Greece.
Oh, okay.
So, never going to hear from him again.
Buenos tardes.
Yep. João Moutinho returns.
Wow.
And people calling him Massa Podre. Rotten apple. He's back.
Ooh. Is that his nickname?
I think it's a Sporting fan thing.
Stinky.
Yo, they hate him.
Yeah. And then Otavio to Al Nassr.
Holy shit, when did that happen?
Yeah, man. All this happened this week.
Oh, Porto my went God. Off. I didn't know about that till right now.
Dude, it was like the whole transfer window. I was like, Porto's doing nothing. This is so boring. And then they just fucking popped off in this last week.
Finally, Al Nassr gets another Portuguese player.
Yeah. They signed another. They signed Lamerick Laporte, too, from City.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Well, he's like fifth or sixth choice at City. They don't fucking need him.
Cool.
That's true.
But here are all the signings we've been asking for to help Ronaldo. Sporting extend Pote, Inacio, Nuno Santos. All their big guys. Extra years. And then Al Ittihad. Jota might be leaving already. A couple months in. They want to make room for Salah.
Hey, you don't say that.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Would you take a trade, though?
Jota?
Two Jota?
No, my God. What do you do?
Jota to Jota.
It's going
to
get a little weird. Two Jotas.
Man, I would have two Jota jerseys.
Would they have to, like, loan him? Probably. Or are they going to just, like, sell? You can't sell again because you just bought him.
Yeah, he has only been there for
that's
like 2 months.
Weird.
Yeah, I don't know.
To make room because international players, they only have so many?
No, I don't know. Maybe it's position wise. I don't know.
Or he's not gonna
He just wants to leave. Maybe he's not taking it.
Oh no, I got confused. I was like Salah and Mane again on the same team. Yeah. That'd be crazy.
Different Al.
Same league though.
Different Al.
And Firmino's there too. Firmino's having a time.
Yeah, true.
And Henderson's there.
Oh my God.
You know Gerrard
and
has a
Gerrard,
team.
Yeah.
Gerrard picked up Henderson.
Al Etty fuck.
Al Etty fuck.
Al Etty fack.
Yeah. That's the one.
Yeah, but what do you think about Moutinho?
Oh, I love it. I'm so excited. That's a jersey for me.
Oh, yeah.
I missed out on jerseys. I wasn't a big jersey guy back in the day, so now that he's here, I got to get it.
Wow. You have another chance of getting a jersey.
Yeah.
Doesn't happen very often.
I think Moutinho can still do really well in the Portuguese league.
He'll crush it,
just like Di Maria. Like,
yeah.
He'll still be good.
Dude, on top of that, like, Moutinho as someone to guide Eustáquio to playing in the midfield... That's exciting.
Yeah.
What better mentor could you have for a guy that plays that position? So yeah.
And then another boost in the midfield, Alan Varela.
Dude, and even Nico Gonzalez this weekend looked fucking unreal. Him and Taremi were like linking up to make these wicked plays. And yeah, fucking Jorge Sanchez is going to come in, and that's a backup for João Mario, who's always injured. Porto's heating up, man.
It took them a while, but they might have the best transfer window.
Yeah, definitely. All right, UEFA. Braga, they woke up in a new Maserati after their loss to Famalicão. They once again squashed Serbian side Baka Topola 4-1. Pizzi, Bruma, Jello, and Al Maserati. They play Panathinaikos in the next round. The Greeks triumphed over Marseille and go the distance after being separated by a penalty shootout. So, yeah, Braga's just got to beat some Greeks, and then they're in.
That's good.
Get him to the Greek. No, I mean, beat the Greek.
beat the Greek. Yeah. But fuck, man. Every week, Pizzi keeps scoring.
Yeah.
This guy's on fire.
This I team's meshing. They're gelling.
They're gelling.
Yeah.
They're clinking. They're clanking.
Right. The other Portuguese team's not so much. Arouca botch it and lose 3-1, get eliminated from the competition. They lose to Bran, something like that.
Like the character from Game of Thrones.
Yep.
Bran.
Yeah.
Lloyd Braun.
Lloyd Braun. Yeah. Meaning only 4 out of 6 Portuguese teams are still in the running for a spot in European competitions. The only country in the top 6 or 7 leagues that have lost teams. Everyone else is still going strong. All the Dutch, the French. Well, I guess not the French. Marseille got eliminated.
Yeah. Why can't our teams qualify for the stupid Europa Conference League?
I don't know, man.
Hey, a lot of competition down there, man. You don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know until you get there. It's tough, all right?
It's tough, yeah.
People are hungry. And some of the teams are from Hungary.
Yeah, that's true. Right. And you know what? I bet you down there, it's a lot of, it's very even, right? Like, mm-hmm. Champions League, you can argue it's like one, when it starts, like, it's there's a big division. Down there, it's, like, think of it like FIFA. It's like, it's all four-star teams. There's a million four-star teams.
Conference is probably three stars.
Okay. We'll there's a million three-star teams.
Three and a half-star teams.
Yes.
And those are arguably the most fun teams to use in FIFA.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
He was like, wow, this guy can shoot.
He can pass the ball.
Jesus.
Yeah. I like Aruka, man. They should have made it to the Europa Conference League.
Can't juggle all the competitions, though, sadly.
But they've been struggling in the league, too.
Yeah. This week, they tied Vizela 2-2. Some nice goals in the game. Cristal Gonzalez back with another banger.
Yeah.
That was a nice one.
That was, yeah. Nice shot from the side.
I think it was the first tie of the entire season because the first week there were no draws, which never happens.
Damn.
I think Aruka likes getting red cards in games.
They love
it. Two games, two reds.
Dude, that first...
This one was early.
It was the seventh minute. The guy was one-on-one with the goalie, and a defender behind him just pushed him in the back over the goalie. It was nuts. I'm like, of course it's a fucking red. Are you crazy?
A full push, two-handed.
And the ref had to review it. Like, what kind of fucking idiot is this?
Yeah, show your fucking confidence, ref.
Yeah, man.
I think his name's Rocha, the guy who did it. Crazy. Oh. But they did take the lead. Mujica.
The Mohican.
But then Vizela tied it up.
Yeah. Mr. Ozmagic. Still going. I like that guy.
Ozmagic still on Vizela?
Yeah, buddy.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Keep that magic going.
Mm. Keep it alive.
The weekend started with Sporting. They get a win over Casapia. However, after the game, VAR review decides Paulinho's first goal was actually offside, even after getting looked at during the match. It ends 2-1, two goals for Paulinho and one for Clayton.
Okay, explain this to me and explain this to our listeners. So what happened? He scores the goal. They give the goal. They review it later. And what, they take it back? Or no. He still keeps it?
He keeps it. He keeps
so
it.
So why
keeps
make
the
announcement? Why make them out?
Well, after the game, they said, oh, we fucked up. He was offside.
Blatantly saw his foot sticking out when they didn't during the match.
It was just a little foot. It was a toe, maybe.
That's not quite a toe.
No, he was offside, yeah.
You got to know right away, right?
Yeah.
Otherwise, y'all just look like a bunch of jabronis out there.
Mm-hmm. Sporting's out there clinking and clanking.
Yeah, how is this team in the stadium going to host like a... You know, Conference League or Europa League competition.
Yeah.
A Champions League competition. They can't even get the VAR right in there.
Well, it's not the stadium. It's the refs in the VAR room.
Yeah, that's true. But all right. Shame on those refs.
Yeah.
They're not getting promoted.
Yeah. All they did after was apologize. They said, we're sorry. We made a mistake.
Yeah. And this year, I'm like, wow. Gyökeres is going to be the guy to score all the goals, pick him up on the fantasy, run with Gyökeres. Paulinho decides to start scoring now.
I picked him up, too. I was like, oh, he's going to score every game. This game, it was Paulinho scores, too.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Guys, it's early. It's early.
We call it now. Do you guys think Sporting has the best strikers in the league? First week, Gyökeres, 2. Second week, Paulinho 2.
Oh.
That 1.5.
Yeah. Okay, maybe we can't count the first one.
Yeah.
It was a clinker.
Yeah. It was a beautiful clink goal.
But also even this game, Gyökeres had some good chances and he was shooting, he was making things happen and he didn't score, but
I really think Gyökeres is amazing and I feel like with that purchase, Portugal's gonna start being like, let's just buy from the championship.
Mm-hmm.
Second division England, those guys are fucking they rip.
Yeah. I mean they take their football pretty damn serious down there.
Yeah. I think they get paid better, though. Like, the average player makes more money.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big league, the championship, yeah.
Oh, it's huge.
Hey, if you can quit your day job and just play soccer, play football all day, you're going to get better.
Yeah. Right? I think the top, like, three or four leagues in England, you can kind of do that. But once you get out of four, you're like, you need a side hustle.
Yeah. Side hustle, the full-time construction job.
Yep.
Hey, even Ronaldo has side hustles. He sells underwear. Cologne.
Yeah.
Just how much time do you have to side hustle? Mm-hmm. It's a main hustle. When you're in fourth league, you need a main hustle.
Right.
soccer's your side hustle.
Guimarães with a new manager. They bounce back. They beat Gil Vicente 2-1. Olympico from Thiago Silva. And then Nelson Deluge striking late and long to save the day.
Late and long.
Yeah.
That was good. You don't see a lot of Olympicos in the Portuguese League. No. It's nice to see.
Yeah.
They don't got that sea breeze that BMO Field has.
Yeah.
Right. The lake.
Yeah, Bernadeschi's got the lock on the lake breeze.
Yes, he does the thing where he licks his finger and puts it up in the air.
Yeah, he might pinch the grass and just like a golf player, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So who is the new game range manager?
They just announced him today. He wasn't even coaching this match, actually. It's a Brazilian guy, Brian Tura, something like that.
Cool.
Brian. He used to play for game range a long time ago. But yeah, he's like 50 or something. They just announced it. So
nice. See, 50. He's still young.
Still young. yep. You know what? 49. He's 49.
Oh, tall. He's even younger.
Round up on him.
Yeah. Don't round up on the man.
Come on. Nah. That's like when I was 29. I'm like, I'm still in my 20s.
Yep.
Hey.
Not anymore.
No.
Shavs thought they had one better on Braga as they led 2-1 in the second, but the Quarry boys come back and pummel the Keys of the North 4-2. Bruma, Banza, Pizzi, Ricardo Horta, and then Hector Hernandez for Shavs scores twice.
Two Hectors.
Collectors. Braga's kits, not a fan. The teal?
It's like teal. It's got a little design.
Yeah, don't like it.
I'll tell you what, it worked like a charm in this game.
Yeah.
Say what you want. It's, you know, works for them.
Yeah, Bruma is deadly.
That was a nice goal by him, yeah. They got all kinds of guys scoring. They got Bonza on the score sheet. That's great to see.
Bonza with a little diving header. Beautiful. Yeah.
Jallo looked good. PT's always scoring every game.
Yeah, man.
These guys want to play in the Champions League. They want to be there.
Yeah.
Would it be their first time in Champions League?
No, they've been there before. They've been there before?
I think once before.
Just
maybe
once.
More. I don't know. Because they finished second one year.
Yeah. So, yeah, then they definitely would have been there.
Yeah, yeah.
Oof.
Before my time.
Yeah. Now you're a full-on Braga fan.
Full-on.
Yep.
I'm a quarry boy.
Quarry boy.
Yep. Filled my room with dirt. Dirt and rocks.
You made your own quarry.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Braga hasn't won the league before, but you know who has? Bovista. And you know who's first place in this league? Bovista.
God damn it. And we said they're going to get relegated.
Yep.
How we were saying last.
Yeah, man. They unload early on Portimonense and go up 3-0 in 20 minutes. Game ends 4-1. Bosniak continues to find the nets.
Bosnik, I think it is.
Bosnik? Yeah, whatever.
All right.
Don't pronounce the A. Bosnik.
No, I probably just spelled it wrong.
Yeah,
they're looking exciting. I am planning to go to a game this weekend. I'm fucking stoked,
dude. If they're four wins, is it four wins?
No, it's gonna be third week.
So three wins. They'll be flying high.
Who are they playing?
Casapia. That's a great game.
Ooh, okay.
I'm stoked.
That's fun. Yeah.
Take pictures.
Yeah.
Send the pictures.
Make sure you take a picture.
Take a picture. Post it on the Portugal corner.
Well, I will.
I want to see stories.
I should email them and see if I can get into the press box.
Do it. What? How hard would it be?
Apparently, it's easy.
There's like probably five people in that press box. Yeah. Just say, I got a podcast. I work for a soccer team. Yep. Boom, you're in.
You and Bobby are going to sit in the press conference?
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to ask a question?
Excuse me, Mr. Petit.
Give Bobby a fake name.
Oh, I mean, what can we turn his name into? It's Portuguese. Roberto.
Bobson.
Robert Chandelier.
Bobson. Yeah, I forgot about Bobson. Is he still at Santa Clara?
No. Well, Santa Clara's in the second division.
Yeah.
He went to Korea.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll thrive with those frosted tips. What is the music they listen to? K-pop?
Yeah, yeah. BTS is a big one.
BTS, yeah. Ooh. They like the frosted tips, don't they?
I don't know if they do. That's more NSYNC.
Oh. Okay. It doesn't have... Oh, no. Does Neres have frosted tips?
Kind of.
A little bit. Benfica, they come out the gate looking a little stale. Cut to the injection of David Neres to wake them up, and it says two goals. Tangstead finds the net, and then Rafa.
Neres is kind of their, like, little... He's the lifeblood. He's like... When your night's, like, not going that great, and you do a Jager bomb, he's like a Jager bomb for you guys.
Wakes you right up.
We really needed him. He saved our asses in this game.
Yeah.
Dude, Thick Arthur wasn't cutting it.
Mm-mm. I'll tell you, Justin sent me something he wanted me to say about this game.
Do it in Justin voice.
Neres has to start the next game. We have the two best wingers in the league. No one can compete with that.
That was great. That was a great Justin voice.
Yeah, so he's saying we got Neres on one side, we got Di Maria on the other. We should just start with that.
Yeah.
And I agree.
Is Schmidt just trying to, like, starve him and make him hungry? So every time he comes on, he's just like, I got to do something.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Make it improve himself.
He's always kind of been the super sub guy, though. Like, that's kind of been his role.
No, he was starting for a good part of last season.
Yeah. But I think in, like, the big game, he's a big game kind of super sub. And, yeah, like,
maybe for the smaller games, there's, like,
he's a worst case scenario. Yeah. Kind of guy.
I say I don't like struggling. I like first half we don't score. I get nervous. I'm like, oh my god, where's the goal? Is the goal gonna come?
Yeah,
you guys kill him in the first half.
You clanked though. You hit the crossbar.
Oh yeah, this goalie played amazing. He was making some great saves. We hit a crossbar and all the first half. Justin said didn't like taking off Joang Neves at half. He is so much more useful than Kokshu at the moment.
Justin hates Kokshu.
He does.
Yeah. Kokshu.
He wasn't that bad.
I got to do more of a deep dive analysis on Kokshu. I haven't really like paid attention to him play yet.
Yeah.
But we all got to see what he does in Champions League, too.
That's true.
That'll be interesting. When the stakes are higher, mm-hmm, it makes a difference.
I feel like every team's going to be tough this year, man. Like, Porto struggled against their team that just came up.
Yeah. Nino Torres, he was saying, is this the worst start for the top four, like, ever for Portuguese League? Like, all of them have kind of struggled.
Yeah.
Like, Porto has two wins. I think Sporting has two wins, but it's, like, it hasn't been easy, and it's been, like, late goals. Mm-hmm. And Benfica lost their first game. Braga lost their first game. And Boavista's in first place, so.
I'm certainly hoping for some upsets for Porto and Sporting.
Yeah.
Because we've already been upset in the first game.
Hey, it makes things interesting.
Head definitely does.
Also, in the starting lineup, it took out Odysseus. He wasn't even on the bench.
Like, yeah, he's not having a good time.
First game, it was horrible. We're putting in our third goalie, Samuel. I like him a lot. He did well.
Yeah.
Well, it's well as in his name.
Yeah. he's Samuel.
Yeah.
He did great. And then the new guy, Arthur Cabral, he's the new striker. He looked pretty good. He got some good chances, but the chances he got, he just shot at the goalie. And it's like, you got to pick the corner.
He's getting pucks on net.
Yeah.
What more can you ask?
It's good. He was good, though.
Now you got one of the little Bakaya boys. He scored. Tengstedt, finally.
Yes.
I forgot about this guy.
Super happy for Tengstedt, yeah. It was nice. It was all Dervin Neres who sent it to him. Yeah. He just had to finish it.
And then Rafa just, like, dribbling in the box and fucking popped it right in the man's face.
Oh, yeah. He had so much time. He waited, and the goalie went down. He popped it right over. That was a great finish.
Yeah. Cheeky one. Estoril beat Rio Ave, and Mr. Mangala scores first as he is loving his return to Portugal, followed by a late 98th minute goal to seal 2-0 win. Do you guys remember Mangala? I don't think Justin would like us talking about Mangala.
What's wrong with Mangala?
Too close of a word.
Oh, that's a very inside joke. Nobody will get it. But that's fine. I mean, whatever. Late goal, cool.
Yeah.
Way to get it in. You lose by 2, you lose by 10. It's the same thing.
Yeah. He's played for Porto back in the day. And then he went to City. He was like one of the most expensive transfers ever. He was like 50 million that City paid for him.
Oh my God.
And then he sucked.
Is that real?
It's like 50 or 40 or something like that. But it's like one of the highest transfers for like a defender in Premier League at the time.
Shit.
Yeah.
Mr. Mangala.
Mangala. Still no Pep for Porto. Cardozo gets the start, as does new boy Nico Gonzalez. Tony Martinez opens the scoring, followed by Rui Costa for Ferenc with a wicked deflection to beat Diogo Costa. In the 100th minute, Marcano comes up big to get another 3 points.
Wow, Costa on Costa crime.
Yeah, man. Rui Costa's all over Portugal, hurting Porto.
Rui Costa did well in this goal. He nutmegged Marcano, and then he got the deflection off that guy's legs right into the net.
Why did I say so many nice things about him last week? I'm so mad.
He's good, man.
I know.
I mean, if he wants to try to make his name big, he's got a lot of work to do.
I don't think he's aiming for making his name bigger than the other one.
The original Rui Costa.
Yeah. Tony Martinez scoring over and over again. Loving that. We're becoming a Spanish team now. Marcano, Martinez, Gonzalez. They're all doing really well, so that's nice to see. Marcano did get megged in that Rui Costa goal. But he made up for it at the end. And it's one of those things where, like, even on Twitter, all the Portistas, no one likes Marcano, but he just keeps scoring and saving our asses. And I don't know. I'm getting to the point where I'm like, whatever. Let's have two old center backs. Him and Pep together are like almost 80 years old.
An oldie and an oldie.
Yeah.
Two oldies.
Ev, you know that doesn't work. We went over this. First season of Portugal Corner, second season of Portugal Corner, it's a young guy and an old guy. Mm-hmm. You think old is going to work? It's the third game in, bro.
I know.
This is going to burn out.
Well, yeah, yeah.
Well, we went young guy, old guy on this game because Pep is out.
Yeah.
Cardozo, he's doing okay. Still not giving Carmo a chance. That guy, I don't know what that guy has to do now to get on the team.
Yeah, I don't know. His first season was just a disaster, so he's not getting another chance.
Yeah, there's something going on there behind the scenes. I don't know. You got to talk to the witch doctors or something.
Yeah. talk to your witch doctors you got on the payroll.
I'll see.
Yeah, maybe a loan out or just ride the bench.
I don't think we have anyone to cover him, so I think he's going to be the third option. Especially, we all know how Pep likes to get red, so his time will come.
True, true.
Especially when he starts stacking up games. But, I don't know, Porto looked pretty good. That new kid, Gonçalo Borges, people were looking into him. They were interested in buying him, and I think Porto said, hey, go on there and play for your next team. And he fucking showed it, but now I don't want him to go anywhere.
No, I'll keep him, man. He looked sick.
He looked really good.
He gave the nice assist. It was a perfect across to Marcano.
Beauty. Beauty, even João Mario, he had a pretty decent game too. He clanked one off the crossbar.
Did a clank on the crossbar, yeah.
And he did.
This Ferenc goalie, Velho, he did great. He did a lot of nice saves.
The old man.
Is he older?
Velho.
Well,
yeah. he made some good stops there.
Yeah, gotta give credit to that. Yeah. They fought, man. They tried their best. I thought maybe they could tie it, but I knew Porto always gets that late goal.
In your dreams, man.
Yeah.
In the hundredth minute. You know what? They almost scored in like the 112th or 14th or something.
I actually got up and left when Porto scored the 2-1 goal.
Done with their shit. Evan told me, he's like, we're sitting down, we're having lunch, and he's like, oh, Porto scored late. And I was like, it was a fucking penalty shot, wasn't it? He's like, nope.
Nope. Marcano header.
Surprise to me.
Signature.
And I'm happy that he got that header because he's on my real fever
baby.
Fantasy team.
You're the one guy that got Marcano?
Yeah, you bet your ass I did.
He's good.
And that's why you're a genius.
Because he's cheap.
Chris is crushing it this year for the first time.
He's actually paying attention and he's...
Well, I also started at game one, so that helps a lot too.
Yeah,
last few seasons I started a bit later.
Patrick running it, first place.
I'm in first, guys.
Hey-o.
Come get us.
Call it.
Coming up, guys. I'm going to make this comeback. On that note, thank you for listening to the podcast. Just a reminder, follow us on Instagram and Twitter. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. It really helps people find the show so we can continue to grow.
What the hell is Twitter? I thought it was X.
X. Follow us on the X, you know?
People are still calling it Twitter.
Yeah, and I guess Threads, too. I don't know. I'm posting to that. I don't really get any traction.
What the fuck is Threads?
Nobody's on it.
It's Instagram attempting to become Twitter.
Insta Twitter.
Yeah, but like, I don't know.
Insta X.
Yeah, I post shit just for whatever. See if it gets traction, but we don't know. We're also on Palma Radio 1, an online Portuguese radio station. Play at 2 p.m. on the east side, 11 a.m. on the west side on Wednesdays. And then Fridays, I think a little later in the afternoons. But if you're looking for some straight Portuguese content, music, Palma Radio 1.
Palma Radio 1. If you don't have Spotify, you don't have an Apple, you don't have any access to the podcast, you go to Palma, baby. Palma's got you.
Or maybe you work in a Portuguese office. You're like, what can we listen to all day? Palma Radio 1. And they're like, what are these crazy guys talking about soccer? These
guys are crazy.
Who let these guys on a radio station? I don't know, but thank you.
We're having fun. But yeah, check out Palma, and then join our Patreon. Exclusive content, extra nonsense, very small price to pay, but it helps us cover the costs and, you know, feel better about getting together and doing this all for free every week. Nice way to show your appreciation.
It keeps a roof over my head.
Yeah.
This is our side hustle, man.
Yeah.
Oh, no, this is our main hustle.
I don't want it to be the main hustle.
But yeah, if you've been listening to the show for a long time, you appreciate it. You appreciate us. Show some love. You get a couple.
Throw us a bone. Throw us a toonie. Throw us two American dollars. Buy us a bottle of Casal Garcia.
Yeah, Jesus, we're alcoholics. You know how expensive that is?
Yeah, that really fuels the fire here. That gets us going. If you like how silly we are, imagine if we're even more silly.
Makes us want to go to Rwanda.
Jesus Christ. We might live podcast from Rwanda if you keep sending us bottles.
Make a new stage. Visit Rwanda. You got to donate $1,000 or something. Oh,
get us to Rwanda.
Oh, my God. Pod from Rwanda.
No. Yeah. All right, on that note, let's move on to the Premier League. Liverpool hitting hard as they beat Bournemouth 3-1. Salah, Diaz, and Jota on the board. Diaz, beautiful bicycle kick, or scissor kick?
Yeah.
More of a Booker T?
Yeah. Booker T, yeah. Nice. Yeah, I like
scissor
that.
And then Jota with the poacher's goal. He was just fucking in there.
The man's a poacher, right? Yeah. He's a poacher. And I've said this from day one. Play that man in the center. Don't play him on a wing. He's not a wing guy. He's not your false nine. You put him in the center, you put him up there, you let him get the rebounds, you let him get the headers, you let him be in the right spot. He's a natural finisher.
Let it be open season for Szoboszlai to shoot at the net.
Exactly.
And
I love his headers. I'll give him that. He's a good header.
He's a great header.
And a poacher, too. It was good for him to get that rebound.
If he starts 75% of the games, and he's in that center role, I think he can have, let's be honest with ourselves, I think a 15-goal season.
Yeah.
This year, you think?
Yeah. Yeah. I think if he starts 75% of the games in that center role, he'll score 15 goals this season.
And he stays healthy?
Yeah, and he stays healthy.
Yeah. More than that, I think he can hit 20.
I'm hoping for 20. Wow. I'm just being realistic.
Yeah, I certainly hope so.
You know, it was great. McAllister got a red card. Love to see that.
Why? You're a hater?
He's been playing.
I don't like him.
I know why you don't like him, but he's been playing good.
No, I'm sure he's great.
We need that guy, man. We did like a stress buy. We bought the Stuttgart captain. What's his name? Endo.
Oh, the Japanese guy?
Japanese guy.
Yeah, I saw that this week.
Yeah, it was like we were going for.
Caicedo. Yeah.
Caicedo.
We ended up at Chelsea.
Yeah. And then there's another guy we're going for to end up at Chelsea as well.
Yeah, Chelsea steals everyone.
Yeah.
And you know what? They still suck. They lose to West Ham 3-1.
Good.
Enzo, $100 million, missed the penalty. Caicedo, $100 million, gives away a penalty. Disaster.
Good.
Bronies.
They got cool chrome kits, though. I'll give them that. I didn't watch the last game, but this time I was watching, I was like, holy shit. Those crests are flashy. I like this.
You didn't see this before?
No, I didn't notice before.
And it's like gold.
And they don't have a sponsor?
No, not yet.
I think that's cool. It looks clean. No sponsor?
Yeah. It looks clean, but it looks weird. Throws me off.
Yeah. Maybe like a cool sponsor.
There needs to be more of a design. Like this Arsenal shirt if that had no sponsor, then the zigzags kind of make up for it. But the Chelsea shirt is just so blue.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like it's missing something.
It's a little plain, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Paqueta scores. He's under investigation for betting fraud, which likely botched his move to City because he was actually really close to moving to City. So he bet that him and another Brazilian guy, they bet that they would both get yellows on the same day.
Oh, that's
on the same weekend.
That's an easy bet.
And they had a couple people just like throw a shit ton of money into it.
Damn.
And then they both got yellows and those guys cashed out.
So it looks obvious.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people bet on it.
So. And that's how they find out. They go down and they're like, oh, there's so many people betting on this.
I don't know who investigated it, but it's a little bit of a...
So interesting. And when you told me this story originally, I was like, did he bet on himself to score or something? I was like, because if he's betting on himself to score, I'm like, there's a lot of work to be done.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Kudos to the man. If he wins that bet and he scores, good for him, man.
No, yellow's easier.
Yeah,
of
course, yellow.
You can get away with a yellow super easy.
He probably should get a yellow.
Should have bet himself red in the first half.
There you go.
Whoa.
So he
could get like a ban for like whole season because Ivan Tooney got a ban for a whole season, right?
Yeah.
For betting.
Yeah, so I guess they're going to do a little more deliberation and find out where he sits. Not a good situation.
No. Not for his career.
No.
Maybe for his bank account, but not for his career.
I wish he gave me the tip. I would have bet on it.
Yeah. Tell us you're going to get yellows, bro. Moving on. No Kane, no problem. Spurs beat the Red Devils 2-0. Yeah, that was a good comeback.
Is it a comeback if you win 2-0?
No.
That's a straight-up win, bro.
Dude, yeah, Tottenham outplayed them. They were so much better.
I think Man U's fucking lucky they lost 2-0. That game could have been an easy 5-0 game.
Dang. No Bruno? Where's he been? He's quiet?
He's quiet. Where's he got boys? He got a hard knock. I mean, no, he had a Rabona cross in the 18-yard box. It was beautiful.
That was sick, but that doesn't make up for his whole bad game that he had.
That's true.
He can't take the weight of the captain ban.
Maybe not. Maybe he's getting to his head a little bit.
The lot came on in the second half.
Yeah.
He didn't do anything.
Shit.
Bruno got a pretty hard knock. He went down. I want to say he was down for like 3 or 4 minutes, like on the ground.
He got shook.
He got shook.
Yeah. Sean Desmond. He got shook.
Shook. Shook one's part two. Yeah. Mob deep.
Madison's a great pickup for Tottenham. He plays great. He's running that midfield, sending it out to Sun.
Yeah. Kulusevski. He played well.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when we used to talk shit about Kulusevski every week and be like, why is Ronaldo playing with this guy?
Yeah.
He's done well for Tottenham.
No, but as soon as he was at Tottenham, yeah. It was like, I'm like, man, like he filled those shoes so much better, right?
Yeah.
That was where he needed to be.
That team is evolving for sure.
Roy Keane said that Manchester are the new Tottenham.
I heard that.
And that's the biggest insult you can give them.
Yeah.
That's pretty like, fucking mean.
Well, let's hope Tottenham gets something. Conference League, maybe.
Yeah.
Something, man.
Do you want to see them triumph this year over United?
Sure. I don't care.
I don't give a shit.
I fucking hate Man U, dude. Fuck them.
All right. I don't really like either team.
Yeah.
Well, nah. I want Bruno to succeed, but I don't know. Whatever.
At what cost?
I want Liverpool to do well. That's it. Yeah. Honestly, last year, if Arsenal won, I would have been really happy for Arsenal to win, but fucking you guys City. Are choke artists, too.
No, yeah. Well. Two wins. They're up there.
Well, City, Julian Alvarez steals the show in one of the hottest matchups of the season. City beat Newcastle 1-0 in the box blast for Mr. Julian.
Yes, and IBB.
IBB. Haaland with a couple attempts on net, just a whiff off the post.
Yeah, I mean, he came out strong in the first game, so.
That's true.
He can't be there all the time, you know? He can't be the top of your game. He can't be super funny. He can't be at the podcast every week, like Justin.
Yeah. Sometimes you gotta miss a week.
Sometimes you get okay. scheduled.
Yeah. The announcer was saying that Foden is like KDB. Chris says no. I say yes.
Yeah. You know what? After recapping that game, yeah, he looked great. But it's just a role that I'm not used to seeing him play like that.
Yeah,
right?
You think he's more of a wide player?
Yeah, he's a wide player. He's good at catching up. Like, he's got so much speed. Yeah. Like, right?
I think it's just because he's young and he's got the speed that Pep's confident playing him out there.
Yeah, maybe he's good all around, right? And I just never give him enough credit.
Yeah, I think he is. I think he'll work his way into a more of a central midfielder role.
Prove me wrong, Phil.
Do it, Phil. A noble showing against United last week for the Wolves starts to look worrisome as they lose to Brighton 4-1. Mateusz Nunes picks up a red in extra time. Fabio Silva with a couple good chances.
He did, yeah. He got some good ones.
Yeah, he had some good runs. I was like just onside, and then goalie got the better of him. One goal that was offside, he got in the net like early on. But yeah, these Wolves. I mean, Brighton's a powerhouse. So yeah. That
Matoma.
Yeah, that guy. That run was a nice goal. Fucking beautiful.
The game was close to start. Like it was, you know, first 20 minutes or so. I was like, man, okay. I don't know. Maybe Wolves could pull it off. Mm-hmm. And then destruction.
Fabio makes good runs, though, yeah. You just got to send him through. He'll attack the ball.
Yeah. Pedro Neto still there. Still a lot of Portuguese contingents on this team. We got to watch.
No pud dance, eh?
I don't know what's up with that guy.
Yeah. Too small. Too small.
Too small.
That's why I like him.
Yeah. They got Cunha and Lamina out there. I mean, I really like their squad, and I don't know. I feel like I'm so blinded by bias, and I'm like, how do people think they're bad? I feel like their squad is awesome.
Yeah. I mean, I've watched a lot of their games in the last couple years, so they have the promise. They just like, I don't know, they can't hold out. They can't hold out. It's like when they got a lead, they fucking blow it, and when they don't got a lead, it's, I don't know. It's like a tall hill to climb.
Yeah, or it's like a 1-0.
Yeah.
Arsenal barely win against Crystal Palace. They sneak a 1-0 with a penalty. Lots of ref controversies. Tomiyasu given a red for two yellows, one taking too long in the throw-in, and then the second was like a weak challenge that looked like a dive, so it's like, why are you giving this man a red for a shitty tackle?
Yeah, the second one wasn't a yellow. That was harsh.
But this is another thing that's happening. Refs are getting a little more strict on the throw-in speed. You got to get that ball back in play.
Yeah, I mean,
it took them 20 seconds to put the ball in play.
That's a long time.
Yeah, yeah. I don't like that. Let's get the game going.
Yeah, no, I agree, but like, I think early on they're just trying to give yellows to like get people scared and get it moving, because Trent got a yellow in the first week.
He did, yeah.
Yeah, so that's, I don't know, this is their tactic.
Maybe they're just doing it at the beginning of the season, like, come on.
Set the precedent.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we can talk about it in the news, and then all the players get the point.
Play, mm-hmm. Play extra games, play cup games, play all these games.
No
breaks.
Don't
stop, no breaks. Burn yourself out, get injured.
Add 20 minutes additional time. Yeah.
That's the other thing. We're doing the World Cup style, man. All the added time is like fucking exactly what happened.
Yeah.
10 minutes. It's 15 like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I don't got a problem with that. I don't mind it at all.
Well, it gives Porto more time to score a late
yeah,
winner.
Yeah, it does. Get Marcano out there.
It was good. They were down a man at the end. They held it well. I like Rice. Rice is doing well.
Rice is nice.
And Kete got the penalty shot.
Yes.
Odegaard took it very nicely. Just slotted it into the corner.
Yeah. Nice little tippy toes there.
Yeah.
Walking up. But yeah, I don't know. It seems like Arsenal's kind of struggling.
It's not very convincing wins. Yeah,
yeah. It's not. They're not killing it.
Let's look at the table. Where's the table?
Yeah, you're not showing us the tables. Whoa, whoa, we always check the tables early.
Come on. We're the podcast that checks the tables no matter what week it is.
Guys got mad at me last week. You said tables.
Tables. You know, we like to joke around like, oh, this team's ahead. They're first place. They have 6 points.
Yeah, Bovista.
What, Justin's not here? You can't show us the tables?
You tell me the table.
I'll tell you the goddamn table.
Let me guess. Manchester City, first place.
That's a pretty good guess.
Or Brighton Hove Albion, alphabetical.
They're not going alphabetical.
Alphabetically, Brighton Hove Albion. Actually, by a goal difference. Yeah. 6+.
Because all their goals on the Wolves.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I think first week they got a lot, too.
Man City, second place, +4. Arsenal, Brentford. Liverpool in fifth.
How long do you think it's going to take for Chermiti to score a goal for Everton? First half of the season or second half of the season?
Are they even going to play him?
Well, when has he played?
I don't think so.
I say he will score within the first three games he plays.
Okay, his first three appearances?
Within the first three appearances, yeah. Okay, let's put it this way. In the first 90 minutes of him playing.
All right.
So, like, say if he gets subbed on late.
Yeah.
They're only going to sub him on late, I bet.
Yeah. So, if he gets subbed on late three times in, like, 60th minute, if he gets... Within 90 minutes of playing, I think he'll score.
Yeah. He's going to crush it in the championship next year. I'll tell you that.
He got the nod from Rafael Leão. And Rafael Leão's a beast, you know?
Mm-hmm. Gave him the nod?
He gave him the nod, yeah.
Ooh, what does that mean?
Last year. He said this guy's going to be good.
Oh, okay. I like that.
You don't remember that?
Got to give the nod.
I don't remember a lot. I don't remember Saturday night.
Oh, fair enough. Well, you drank too much fuck juice.
Yep.
Did, yeah.
All right, moving on to Italy. Rafael Leão, they started today. He did not get a goal. He had a really nice chance out there, but it was Giroud and Pulisic who score for Milan as they beat Bologna 2-0. Pulisic, man of the match. Should Leão be worried for his left wing spot?
God, no.
Hell no.
Beginner's luck.
From Pulisic?
Yeah.
Okay. He doesn't even know how to pronounce his own name, dude.
Yeah. I think he's given in now in Italy.
Oh, yeah?
I think so. I think I heard
something. He's got the itch?
He said, fine, you can itch me.
You can itch me. Mourinho's Roma also starts. Renato debuts in the 65th minute. He comes on.
Oh, shit. I didn't know.
Yeah.
Oh.
They tie Salernitana 2-2. Belotti is Mourinho's new Mr. Reliable. 2 goals.
Wow.
They got these nice jerseys.
When did they get Belotti? That's a good pickup.
I think last year.
Oh,
maybe last January. He didn't play that much, though.
Nice.
What the hell? That jersey is fucking fire.
Yeah. I know. I got to get that with Sanchez.
And they play, and they have SPQR on it.
Oh, my God. I want that. I want that as Sanchez jersey.
Yeah.
Shit. Race.
Gets
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently, they have a couple nice... all their whole set of jerseys is really nice.
Damn.
Cool. AC Milan also has fucking incredible jerseys this year.
Okay.
They just released their third, and they're like kind of like pinkish purplish, but they got a nice fade.
A little pinkish. Well, I already got the home AC Milan.
Yeah. I have an AC Milan jersey as well. I don't have a Roma. I'd like a Roma.
Get a Roma.
I like the alternate logo, just the wolf head.
Yeah.
Get a Roma.
Germany, the Fons finds Harry Kane for his first Bundesliga goal. First of many link-ups as they beat Bremen 4-0. Yes, Mr.
Harry Kane.
I heard Harry Kane didn't do anything in this game. They don't use him, really. He's just like a guy, a poacher, like a finisher.
Yeah. They're like, you're shit, bro. He's got
to
figure.
Send it to him in the box. He'll finish.
I heard Harry Kane never has to buy shoes ever again. He just has Skechers for life.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
He's throwing the lifetime Skechers deal.
Him and Ringo.
Ringo Starr?
Yeah.
Ringo's a Skechers guy?
I know he was for a while. So I don't know if he's on a lifetime deal, but Ringo was like the face of Skechers
for a while. They switched from Ringo to Harry Kane.
So if you're from the UK and you have a deep UK voice, mangled Duke UK voice, you get a Skechers deal.
Yes. Hey, man. People with
I think that's Michael Caine trying to do.
Michael Caine's going to get the next Skechers deal.
Michael Caine, I want Skechers.
Wait, that's not good.
And when I want comfort, I'll get comfort indeed.
People are talking shit about this. I always back up Skechers. I fucking love Skechers. They're the most comfortable shoes I've ever worn. I will say I've never seen them make a soccer cleat, and that's my only issue with Harry Kane signing with them.
They're just getting into the game.
Do they have the technology?
Maybe they do. Maybe Harry Kane is their gateway into the soccer football world.
Yeah.
Right?
I think that's the plan.
They need the face. They got the face.
Yeah.
They didn't have the face with Ringo, I'll tell you that much.
Peace and love.
Peace and love, man. That's what he spread.
Bob Maverick guy.
In France, we've entered the age of Vitinha. The man in Marseille scores again, despite the blue and white tying Mets 2-2. He got on the field in the 75th and saved the day. Saved them a point there.
Sick. Mets, sick man.
Yeah, yeah.
It's spelled the same as the band, too, right?
Correct.
Yeah, it is. They're French. Joe David scores for Lille in a 2-0 win. Man is still a lead dog. I thought he was going to go. Him and even Tejan. I thought they were both on the move, but they're staying put.
I guess, man. If you're happy, I guess.
Yeah. Didn't someone want him? I don't know.
A couple teams want him, even like Arsenal and stuff.
Yeah, that would be good for Arsenal.
United bought that weird guy from Italy. And then PSG tied 1-1, two penalties in that game. PSG haven't had an interesting game yet.
And Ramos has been playing, hasn't done shit.
Yeah.
And Mbappe is like, I don't want $700 million. I'll stay here.
Hang out here, yeah.
Yeah, now Mbappe's staying. They were going to sell him, try to get rid of him.
Ain't going nowhere.
They talked it out. They worked it out.
Bizarre. Bizarre.
Isn't it weird? Probably like feed and house every person in Africa for the deal that Mbappe got.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, just
turn down.
Just come play. Just come play for 1 year.
Mm-hmm. Guys, we got to talk about the Saudi league now.
Shit.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
No, I'll do it. Yeah.
Like, honestly, there weren't that many Portuguese goal scorers this week. I don't think any, to be honest. But we'll talk about Ronaldo. They dropped the ball. El Nassr again, despite all their firepower. They lose to Al Taoun, who apparently is the Braga of the league. They're like the...
Who told you that?
Steady fifth or sixth place team for the past couple of years.
Oh, okay.
But back-to-back losses for El Nassr to start the season. And as I said before, they had Lamerick Laporte from Man City to shore up that defense. And then Otavio's coming in. They might turn it around.
Maybe it's too little too late.
Dude, this yellow and blue, I do not like... Their away jerseys are nice.
That's their colors, yellow and blue.
I know, it's terrible. Oh, well. Local lads. Toronto FC back at BMO. Still stinky. They lose 3-2 to Montreal. One real nice goal by Berna. Apparently, John Herdman is going to come take the reins.
Shut the hell up.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man.
I don't know if that's signed, sealed, and delivered yet.
Can you do both? Can you be...
I think he's going to step down from Canada.
Step down after one outing.
Actually, I kind of like that.
He's been there for a couple of years.
I want him to leave Canada.
Yeah, I think his time in Canada is done. I think we need someone else to take it to the next level.
Fair enough. Yeah, I didn't like the way in the World Cup that he was playing all the old guys. And it was just like, oh, you worked so hard to get here. Now play. It's like, dude, the guy's 40. He's a fucking dinosaur. He can't run. Why don't play a 40-year-old man in a game that you need to win? Like, I'm sorry.
Herdman. Yeah, his tactics got a little stale, so I don't know. I don't think he's the right choice for TFC, but you know what? He started coaching the women's team and he did well with them and then took over the men's national team. And now he's getting into a club team. So it's a great career path.
Yeah. I mean,
I commend him.
Yeah. I'm not crazy about him going TFC, but no. I don't know who else they can pull.
I'd rather get Bobby Simonardis, the guy from Forge, from Hamilton.
It's kind of a big jump up for him. I don't know if he
can
do it.
That's a big jump, man. That's what we need to do.
Yeah.
Bro, like even...
TFC is supposed to be the best team in Canada. We're not just going to take a chance on a guy who coaches Forge.
Dude, what other fucking chances do we have right now, man? They're shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. CPL, dude, Lucas Magnaughton just scored a penalty against Inter Miami the other night, and like the CPL didn't say anything. I was like, dude, you got to be all over that. This is one of your boys that came up, and now he's playing in Nashville.
He's the biggest success story. He's really good.
He's the biggest success story of the league.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, not enough focus on these guys.
Yeah. I mean, what are you going to say about that guy when you got Messi in the same game? Yeah. Tearing shit up.
Yeah. He won the league's cup.
Well,
congratulations.
Congratulations to Kamal Miller for winning the league's cup. I'll give that guy a shout out.
Oh, yeah. I like him.
Yeah.
I watched this TFC game from the Budweiser stage.
Hey, yeah.
I was watching the national show, and in the background you can see the BMO field, and you can see the Jumbotron.
I was going to say, you probably see the screen, right?
Yeah, I can see the screen. I got pretty good eyes. I got 20/20 vision.
Oh my God, you could be a police officer.
I don't want to do that, no.
I'm just saying you could.
Okay.
Don't say that to Patrick. He takes offense to it.
No, that's fine. I'm colorblind. They probably don't let people do that.
Oh, no. Well, you know, I don't see color either, so don't.
Anyways, I saw the Bernadeschi goal from very far away on the Jumbotron.
Nice.
And also a very nice music performance by the National.
Nice. What was your favorite song?
Ooh, I really liked Eucalyptus. Oh. And that's a newer song. And I was like, whoa, you really sang the shit out of that.
Damn. All right. Check out Eucalyptus. Other local teams, York United, they lose to Cavalry in Calgary. Great goal by Clement Bahia, but... not looking too great. I don't know. Soccer in the GTA. Things are weird, man.
Are they out of a playoff spot?
Right now, they're sitting in, I think, sixth.
Is that a playoff spot?
No. Top five.
Shit.
So this is the way the playoff system works in the CPL. First place plays second place for a bye to the finals. Second place then plays... They go on to play the winner of...
First and second face to go to the bye... And then
fourth place fifth. The winner of that plays third. And then the winner of that plays second. Yeah.
This makes no fucking sense. What the hell did you just say to me?
It's a weird system.
God damn it.
Yeah.
Be regular, man. Yeah. What the hell is that? Jumping through hoops.
I felt
for
like you were
shit.
Like explaining like someone when, you know when people explain their family trees to you and they're like this person's brothers, cousins, uncle married this person's brothers. I'm just like, leave me alone. I don't get it. I can't make it up.
I feel like you're Oppenheimer. You just explain to me how to make the atomic bomb.
I'll show you the charts. So there's a chart.
Oh, my God.
It's ancestry.com.
This is a family tree, yeah.
So fourth plays fifth. The winner of that plays third. The winner of that game plays the winner of first versus second.
Oh, okay.
The B side of first and second.
This makes sense, sort of.
It makes sense, but it's also very complicated.
So first and second wait to see who fucks around and plays them.
Yeah. So if you finish first in the league, you have to win... two games to win the championship.
And you can lose one and still win.
Oh, the loser goes on to the other bracket.
Yeah, the loser stays in.
That's stupid, kind of.
So there's an A side, B side.
Yeah. They're just trying to add more and more playoff games to make it exciting.
That's not fair. If you're fourth, you have to win 1, 2, 3, 4 games to win the champion. And if you're first place, you can win 2.
Yeah.
I guess it's good. You earned it.
Yeah, I guess
first the whole season.
Yeah.
They're adding a trophy for first in the league, too.
That's good. You should get something for that.
Yeah, which Calgary has won like 3 times and has still not actually won a title.
They should retroactively give them something.
Yeah. Just start winning now. On a note of that, shout out to Polisi on Valor, who stonked one hard on Ottawa.
Stonk, and I'll say it now. That's my stonk of the week.
Your stonk of the week?
Yeah, we can give it to him, yeah.
Yeah. So for anyone who, well, for 99% of the world that does not watch the CPL, check out Valor versus Atletico Ottawa and watch that stonk. It's a good one.
The man ripped it.
Yeah.
Second place stonk of the week was for
Australia.
Australia.
Miss Sam Kerr.
Oh. Australia. Kerr.
That was a nice one.
She's great. She's one of the best. Best in the biz.
Yeah, shout out to her. Other news on that note, Women's World Cup ends. Spain beats England 1-0. Goal scorer Olga finds out her father passed away after the match.
Oh, that's so sad and weird.
That sucks so much because you just won the World Cup. And then someone comes up to you and says, your dad died.
But then it's also like, do you tell her before the game? I think it's, I mean, she scored the winner.
This happened to you. Remember that happened to you, Stakio?
Yeah. It wasn't the World Cup final.
No, it wasn't the World Cup final.
I say you never tell her.
Never.
Because she's so happy. Yeah. But then you don't tell her, and then you got to put the charade on. And like someone calls and does an impression of her dad. Oh, like, oh, congratulations.
And they go, you're not my dad. Oh.
And then after they were all celebrating, the president of the Spanish Soccer Association just grabbed this girl's head and kissed her on the lips.
Oh my God, you can't do that.
No.
You can't do that.
It's out of excitement and passion.
And then
they don't do that with the men.
No. Nope.
I've seen men kissed on the lips. I think Giroud did it or something.
Giroud, he's French though.
Yeah.
in France, it's okay. Yeah.
And then after she was on.
I love you so much. You give him a kiss on the lips.
Yeah.
I don't know.
She was on Instagram Live and she said she did not enjoy it.
Oh, okay. She didn't like it then. No. I'm with her. Then yes. What an asshole.
Oh my.
Too much.
God, oh, Jesus. Dude. It's like fucking Lex Luthor getting his way.
Just be a regular Spaniard and kiss her on the cheek two times.
Yeah, dude. Like it's your cousin or whatever.
Yeah, man.
Jeez. Or you don't even have to kiss. Just like give her a hug, man.
Yeah. A handshake.
Yeah. You want a
fist bump.
Or you can do that thing where you jump and hit your tummies together.
Yeah.
Blurp. What's that called?
Blurp. It's called a blurp.
Blurp. All right. Anything else for other news? No? Small, teeny, tiny, itty bitty hiatus. We're going to be off for the next week or two, possibly. I don't know if you guys get together and do an epi. We'll try to get some other content out for you. But yeah. Keep posted. We'll be out there.
We'll be out there. Evan,
the man's getting married.
Evan's going to the Europe and he's gonna get married
in Budapest.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm gonna go do that.
Congrats, man. Congrats.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Congrats.
Man, I don't like talking about myself.
Go watch the games, man. Get out there. Buy a jersey. Watch the games.
Go buy a Makuta jersey.
Go get married. Go be married.
I will. I will. We'll be around, but we might take some time off. But don't let that stop you from subscribing to the Patreon because you know what? We are going to be back.
We'll be back. We'll be silly. We might visit Rwanda in the next 2 weeks. Ooh. Who knows?
Oh, maybe. Yeah. Might as well. Evan's gone. We should leave the country too.
You want to go?
Yeah.
Let's fucking go, bro.
Damn. I'm going to drink a couple more bottles of wine.
Yep.
We'll see where we're at.
Yeah.
Rwanda.
You get that Expedia.ca out there.
Joao Wonder.
You know what? Danny Saldana gave us a suggestion on Twitter. And I got to give it up to him, the main man, Paulinho.
JP Paulinho?
Ooh, Paulinho. Oh, but what? He clinked.
He clinked an offside goal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We don't like the offside goal. That's disrespect.
No. But that's not Paulinho's fault. It's not his fault.
Yeah, they let it go.
I mean, it still takes a.
It was a nice finish. You liked it. You called it a clink.
It's a clink. It's a little clink goal. Is it in the air? It's like clink. You know? It's like clink. Cheers. Clink. It's in.
Was there another Portuguese man you guys want to give it up to?
I mean,
Pizzi's got 2 goals this week. Bruma with the banger.
My boy.
You want to do some brag alone?
I know I bring this guy up all the time, and you think I have the hardest boner for him, but Diogo Jota, he's got an assist and a goal.
Well, you do have a boner for him.
Of course I do. I do. And if there's double Jotas, I have 2 boners, man.
The boys from Guima Range, Thiago Silva Olympico, Nelson Daluge with the winner. You know what? I'm going to say Bruma. I like Bruma. I thought he killed it. Beautiful goal. That's my vote.
Bruma.
We put so much pressure on this. We're like, oh, we got to make the right choice.
All right. I give it a Bruma.
Bruma?
I say Paulinho, but yeah.
Paulinho?
It's Bruma then.
All right. Bruma.
Bruma it is.
Nice. Congrats, Bruma. Thanks once again for listening. Hit us up on the social at Portugal_Corner on X, the app formerly known as Twitter, at Portugal Corner on Insta, as well as Threads, I guess. Join us on Patreon.
Join us.
Yeah, listen to Palma Radio, baby. And then you can email us at theportugalcorner@gmail.com. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Take a minute to leave a rating and a review. If you got time, check out the old eps.
Tell your friends.
Final thoughts? Anything else?
Thoughts? You know what, man? All I got to say is let's keep the good times going. Yeah. Congratulations to you, Evan.
Congratulations. Birthday.
Happy birthday.
Marriage coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have a safe trip.
We'll do.
Have a good time.
Good trip.
Let's do a couple minutes on the Patreon for post-show.
Post-show. All right.
We got more alcohol.
Yep. We got more alcohol. We're going to pop another bottle. Meet us on the post-show.
Let's empty our bladders and get back to it.
All right. Cheers, boys.
I got an empty glass. I can't
just cheers it.
Just make the sound.
Yeah. Gay bow bow.